Hungry action figure.
We'll do it live. We'll do it live. Do it live. I can all write it and we'll do it live. Fucking thing sucks.
In 5, 4, 3.
But enough of this palaver. Let's get the show on the road.
Welcome to Hoodcast. This is episode 199, man. We're almost at 200 episodes. And I know you weren't on all of them leading up to that, but you're on a lot of them, you know, at least half, I think.
Yeah.
So, yeah, dude, but it's like, that's kudos to us, you know, and going every week, not missing a week at all. That, dude, that's a feat, man. I know I talk about that a lot for, like, you know, our yearly anniversary, but it's just a 200 episode mark. You know, not to be confused with Drunk Cobra from the other episode going, well, that doesn't, 200 doesn't mean that many years. No, Cobra, it's just 200 episodes. There's 52 weeks in a year, which means we do 52 episodes a year. So 52 plus 52 plus 52 plus 52 would be, I don't years. Do math. Yeah, that would be 2 years.
Whatever.
Be two. Yeah, but 200 episodes. Years. So we're really close to 4 fucking years.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I... Oh, what was I saying? Yeah, I don't know. My math, dude, numbers and shit, they don't confuse me. I used to be pretty good at math, and now I have to look at my daughter's homework, and it's just mind-boggling. I don't know. I'm like, I don't know what to do, honey. You fucking figure it out. Here, I'll pay for a math tutor so I don't got to do it.
All right.
Yeah, all right. Look, man, you gotta step up your game here. If you want to be number two chair.
I mean, I've already got my own segment on the show. What else more do you need out of me?
I don't need much. I just need a bounce off guy, but someone who's also funny and someone that will laugh at my jokes. Not that you have to be just a, you know.
Oh, okay.
That's
You're
good.
So funny, sir.
Your penis so big.
Yeah, your American penis so big.
Look, we got a long road ahead of us, and I'm talking about this episode because, you know, of course we got the action figure news. We got, are you going to do a bullshit segment or shit list?
I got a little something for you.
Okay, then we got shit list coming up too. We also have, you know, we're going to start talking about shows and movies, so that's going to be TV party. So... Without further ado, let's get into fucking TV party. TV party! TV party tonight! TV party tonight! We got nothing better to do than watch TV and have a couple of brews. Don't talk about anything else. Yo, did you see those popcorn buckets for the new Deadpool 3? Holy fuck. And I know they were like unveiled or Kevin Figgy, whatever. He said at CinemaCon, I think it was, whatever. He said that, you know, that because of that Dune popcorn bucket, you know, that people are fucking. And it looks like a sandworm with all the little needles in the mouth, and you put your dick in it. Yeah, and you get the real butter.
You get nothing but butter in there.
Yeah, nothing but salty goodness. I love movie theater popcorn, man. I'm a popcorn aficionado.
It's good, right?
It's good when it's good. It's bad when it's bad. You know, like the old shit, it ain't. Yeah.
What's so different about it than microwave popcorn?
Well, because microwave is done differently. Like, if you have an actual popcorn machine, like I do, I have a cheap
like
one.
Like an air popper joint? Yeah.
No, not an air popper. Like, the real shit where you put the oil in it, and you can put, like, the butter packet, like, that comes in a dust in it, and you can use the butter oil.
Does it spin inside?
Yeah, it spins inside, and it pops out.
Yeah.
I got one of those, but I don't have, like, a huge one. I got, like, a medium-sized one, which is... You know what I can afford, because the real ones are fucking expensive. But I want a real one, man. I love some good popcorn. But anyways,
dude, I seen the two different versions. There's like a butthole version and then there's a mouth version.
Yeah, there's a couple versions. I didn't see the butthole version. I only saw the mouth versions, and I thought the Deadpool one. So it's a bucket Deadpool's head and Wolverine's head with the ears and everything. But yeah. Deadpool and Wolverine both have the bottom of the bucket where their mouth is open.
Yeah.
So you can put your dick in there. What else is it for? You're not going to eat the popcorn out of there because the top is open, you know? I mean, look.
I mean, I get it, but what? I don't like that you have to put it in their mouths. Like, they should have put the hole in the bottom and it would have been more funnier.
Because, like, it's harder to put the bucket straight in. I think it'd be easier. The bottom is a little hard because, like, you know, like, your dick doesn't just go straight up all the time. It kind of, you know, walks down. It depends on, you know, how randy you are. I mean, they don't put prizes at the bottom of popcorn buckets, like cereal. They don't. My mom used to get pissed at me because I dig through cereal boxes looking for the prize. Like, Wacky Raw collars or... I think one, there was like a glow-in-the-dark shark that I really wanted and never got. It wasn't in the fucking box. I was so mad.
I remember when the original... here comes the long pause. When the Phantom of the Menace came out, they had...
the long pause.
Like, Kellogg's had these spoons, kind of lightsaber spoon joints.
Yeah, I remember those.
Yeah, they were cool and... But by then, they weren't in the cereal anymore. It was like, you could just pop the top and see which one it is.
Oh.
So. And I remember pretty much popping about 20 of them and getting all the fucking set and then just walking the fuck out.
See, I get the idea that the toy's supposed to be at the bottom of the cereal because they want you to eat the whole product. And that's the surprise of when, like, you know, you're filling your bowl and, oh, my God. They shouldn't advertise the toy in the box, but I know they're trying to sell, you know, boxes of cereal.
What's in the box?
But, you know, like, if it's at the top, who gives a fuck? It's not a surprise. But you know kids just rifle through that shit to get the prize. I would pour the giantest bowl. I think they
sell it after that, once it's open.
My mom would beat me if I stuck my hand in the cereal box. So I just poured giant bowls and go, I'm not hungry.
You deserved it.
But, yeah, those Deadpool buckets, I haven't seen the asshole ones. I don't want the asshole one. I want the mouth one because I'm in the head. You know, head shaped like popcorn buckets.
Yeah, but not the Wolverine. Why they do Wolverine like that, bro?
Yeah, I don't want the Wolverine. It doesn't look that good. The Deadpool one has cool, like his mask aesthetics look good. And I have some popcorn buckets. Like, I have, like, the Slimer Cinemark one that they showed off before, and it looked way better, but it doesn't look good when they finally released it. It looked totally different. But I have that. I have some Disney popcorn buckets, like, for TIE Fighters and shit, you know? So I got a little popcorn bucket collection going on, and I know they're all the rave right now. People are buying them up for whatever movie release. Even the Dune
one. All the rave?
Yeah. There's a dude.
They're all the rave?
All the rave.
Oh.
Talk about going to places you hate and doing drugs that makes you, this shit is awesome, but I hate this at the same time. You got more pills, dude.
It's all the rave. Yeah. Fucking bullshit.
So let's move on to X-Men. We got the new episode, and like you said,
yeah,
on the other episode, which I don't pay attention to the intro that much, but I did this time. No Magneto, no Gambit, nothing.
Yeah, nothing. There still was, they still showed Apocalypse and Mr. Sinister. Mm-hmm. And who else did they show in that intro? That was about it. But yeah, no Magneto or Gambit. And we all know why by now.
Right. Do you think they're dead for like ever? They're going to come back though. They're in like some ethereal world or something. And somebody's got powers.
I hate when they do that. You know... If you're going to kill off a main character and it makes that much drama, then he's dead, man. Don't fucking give it to me like, oh, 3 weeks later.
Well, how did Magneto become like Charles Xavier and that Ultra Magneto? What do they call that? You know how like Magneto went inside Charles Xavier's head or something, became the giant Magneto-looking evil dude?
Oh,
they made a figure of him. I didn't read the comic, but I kind of know about it. I may be wrong in what I'm saying, but
probably are.
Yeah,
I don't know.
But it looks like Magneto, and I guess it's an evil Charles Xavier with
Magneto.
What
did you say, Magneto?
No, I didn't.
Magneto. Yeah, you did.
Hey, but a man, Magnet. What did I say?
Magnigo.
Magnigo. Harry. Harry. All
right.
So, what about this Joker Part 2, the Folly of a Dukes, whatever? The fact that it's a fucking modern day musical is going to ruin it for me. Ruin.
What? What do you mean modern day musical?
It's going to be all fucking singing and shit. And they're going to use modern songs. I noticed
there's a lot of dancing and all that shit involved.
Yeah, so it's a musical. But it's like, it's kind of like Chicago, you know, where they use modern music, not songs. And they reuse songs that are like popular in the 2000s and now, or maybe even 90s, I don't know. And they sing them themselves like it's related to the movie.
And of course, no Batman.
Batman's going to sing and dance? I mean, they already kind of proved that, like, he wasn't his son, you know, or Thomas Wayne's son.
Right.
I don't know. Like, well,
I don't know. Well, you know, until we see it, who's to say it might be the most brilliant fucking Joker movie?
It might, but ever. It's a part two, dude. Part twos don't usually do that well.
Did you say two, dude?
Two, dude.
Two dude. It's part two, dude.
No, Dukes. Folly of Dukes. Do.
Adieu.
Omelette du
fromage. Adieu.
I bid you adieu.
Adieu.
So long. Farewell. You stole fizzy lifting drinks. Now get the fuck out. Fuck adieu. You, Charlie Bucket. Piece of fucking shit. Shit in your last name because you're poor. You know there's a new Hellboy coming out?
What?
Yeah, it's called Hellboy the Crooked Man. And it's Hellboy. Yeah, but
who's playing him?
I don't know. But it's in production right now. I didn't look that much into it. But it's him and some new agent. And they're trapped in the 1950s. And like some, and there's like a, like witches and shit going on. Like, I don't know. Like, it, I hope it's like part two. Where it has that whole backstory that was cool with the fucking night elves. That shit was awesome. I really liked that.
That was a great movie, actually.
Yeah, and they had all that
Golden Kingdom animation. Or whatever.
Yeah, something like that. That was good. You know, like, I started watching that. It was on HBO or something like that because, you know, I'm not that huge of a Hellboy fan, so I didn't see it when it came out. And I was watching the beginning. I didn't even know it was a Hellboy movie until Hellboy appeared. I'm like, wait, what have I been watching? This is Hellboy? I wouldn't even watch this if I knew it.
Yeah, it's got that weird albino cat.
Because I hated the first one. He was like, red means stop. Ugh. Come on, get the fuck out. I know he's a child.
Good, dog. What are you talking about?
The dialogue is just fucking awful. Red means stop? Stop it. That's just fucking dumb, dude. Get better writers or something. I'm not saying the effects weren't bad and stuff, you know, and some of the characters, it didn't do it for me. It was just too dumb.
The Crooked Man?
Yeah, The Crooked Man. There's also going to be a new Lord of the Rings movie called War of the Rohirrim. Which
Rohirrim.
Whatever. I don't know how to pronounce this fucking shit, but it's 260 years before the Fellowship of the Ring. Where the king of Rohan, I don't know his fucking name, but he defends against the Dunlendings. I don't know what the fuck they're called. Where are they? What are the Dunlendings? Are they goblins or something? But you know, it has all have to do with like Helm's Deep, and like he's like the dude, you know, famous for Helm's Deep. I don't fucking know. But I love Lord of the Rings. I just don't know that much about it. Can't pronounce it either. Ding, 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 ding. You are correct, sir. Did you ever see Behind the Mask? It was an indie horror film, but mostly comedy. It wasn't really horror. It's about a faux documentary where this film crew follows a serial killer, and he shows how he tricks, you know, people, his victims, like how he studies them and how he gets them to freak out. Like one scene in particular, this girl's working, you know, and she goes in the back to throw away some trash, and he makes the door open and close, like, and she doesn't know who's there. And it's just because he has a brick tied to a string, and he pulls it, and he's hiding in the bushes. And meanwhile, he's still talking to the film crew. It's great. Right. And, you know, like, there's always these little Easter eggs. Like, he collects turtles, and one of them is named Church, and the other one's named Zowie, you know, Pet Cemetery. It's just, it's a really brilliant film, but they're doing another one, which it's, this dude has been to horror cons all over, and he's been trying to fund it for a long time. Now they're actually doing it, and it's called Before the Mask. So I don't know if it's going to be a prequel or whatever.
Right.
It was, yeah, you got to see the original, man. Behind the Mask is fucking hilarious. A lot of good jokes in there, but you kind of have to know horror movies to get some of the jokes. And some of the jokes are just off the cuff. Like, he's hiding in a library and he's talking to the film crew because he's going to go kill this fucking person. But he's hiding behind a bookshelf, and he's talking to the film crew. He's like, blah, blah, blah. He's like, Paradise Lost. And the guy, the filmer, is like, what? And he goes, found it. And he pulls it out of the shelf. And it's, you know, the famous novel.
It sounds so interesting, bro.
Of course. But you know why? Because you're fucking sober. You ain't drinking. You don't get nothing. You're like, I don't even know why I'm here today.
You're just rambling on.
But yeah, that's called a podcast, dude. You make it interesting. You want to sit here and do it? You fucking be interesting.
Well, I mean, rambling is... There's no... A requisite of interesting is not rambling.
I'm not rambling. I'm talking about the shit that I'm passionate about.
Oh.
I don't even know why we're friends, dude.
I was thinking that the same thing, bro. The fuck, bro?
Dude, you get sober and you finally realize, like, what's going on with your life and who's your real friends.
You're right. Or you just is like, what the... Oh, wait. Why did I... never mind.
So what about,
you know what I mean?
About that that girl from what's that Netflix show about the Outer Banks, or not the Outer Banks, like whatever that fucking shit was. She played the white trash girl with what was that show called?
Where
Ozark, yeah. So that one fucking girl, whatever
that bitch is gonna be the Silver Surfer now.
Yeah. So, you know, and it's like, I like her in that Ozark show, and I've seen her in some other shows. You know, mm-hmm. She don't know shit about fuck. She don't know shit about fuck about the Silver Surfer, but maybe it'll be cool. I don't know. Who knows?
It's not going to be
cool. It's not, right? That's why Disney's taking a break from Marvel in general, like all the MCU. Dude, after all their flops that went straight to fucking Disney Channel, they're like, yeah, fuck this. We're going with Deadpool and fucking X-Men.
I think the next best thing is coming around is Daredevil, actually, but hopefully they don't fucking ruin that shit.
Oh, they already did. They said it was going to be close to rated R and have all this violence, and it's, I don't, is even like Punisher going to show up in it? John Byrne?
Yeah, he's all involved.
Because Punisher was a decent series, but it got really boring. You know, it was cool in the beginning.
No, it was great.
Yeah,
I was fucking with it.
It fell off, though. During mid-series, it fell off a little
bit. I only fucked with the first season, to be honest.
I didn't even know there was a second season.
That whole Defender shit was cool. I mean, I appreciate it.
Defender shit?
I wouldn't go back and rewatch all that shit, like all those different series, just to get to the Defenders again. But, well, I mean, it was cool.
I did rewatch the Punisher series once they put it on Disney Channel. I did rewatch it, yeah. And it's still decent, you know? First couple episodes are great.
No doubt.
You're a man of few words. You're like, you're just strolling into the Wild West bar, and I'm like the, you know, fucking...
what you be having there, feller?
And you're just like, nah, I don't need shit. And I'm like, I'm the Doc Holliday going, hey there, partner, I got two guns, one for the each of you. Hey, are you wearing a bustle? I don't even know what that is, but.
All right.
You never seen Tombstone?
I would walk up and be like, I just wanted to let you know, you're in my seat, boy.
Well, who doggy? I'm in your seat? Well, shit on a gun, son. This old man who just walked into our town, the cowboy territory, thinks I'm sitting in his chair. You hear that, Charlie? You hear that? This motherfucker over here. I know I don't sound that Western-y, because I don't know how to do that.
Western-y?
Western. What do you call it? Western dad.
Just Western.
Cowboy and shit?
You don't have to add the E, the Western E. I don't sound Western.
I phrase words all the time, and I make up my own words and vocabulary.
Yeah, for my part, it's just we like to call them mountain riders, you know, if you know what I mean.
Hey, this old man over here, he thinks he's irrepugnant and shit. Look that up in the dang old dictionary. Look, yeah, let's move on to the next segment. Are you ready for some bullshit, or are you just going to be like, yeah, I don't like this.
I got one topic for it.
All right, let's go on. Good Cobra's shitliest.
When he gets mad and he gets pissed,
shitlist.
He grabs his pen and he writes out a list,
shitlist.
Of all the assholes that won't be missed,
shitlist.
You've made Cobra's shitlist.
Look, if you ever heard the shitlist song, dude, it's in Cemetery 2. It's in like a lot of movies, man.
That's not the fur dog singing, is it?
No, but it does sound like the fur dog. Actually, it is.
It does.
I went to go see him recently, and I said, hey, man, can you just sing shitlist for me? And he's all, what's shitlist? I'm all, dude, it was in your Pet Cemetery 2 movie.
I was in that movie?
Yeah. He doesn't remember. He was high the whole time.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, you screamed mom in the movie. Remember? You went, mom! He's all, dude, I scream mom in every movie. There's every movie the fur dog's in, something's fucked up about his mom. Either she's
not
dead,
his mom, yeah.
Or she's crazy and believes in Terminators and shit. You know, something. Even in Brain Scan, his mom is dead, died in a car accident. And like at the beginning, he goes, mom!
That's a claim to fame, is that mom yell.
Yep, it is, dude. So what do you got on your chit list?
Well, you know, I was thinking what's really bullshit. When you go to ask somebody what time it is. You know, hey, my man, what's up, bro? What time is it? Quarter till.
Quarter till what?
What?
Quarter till what?
What the fuck is a quarter till? I didn't ask for any money. I asked you what time it is. So let's try it again.
Hold on. The way you look, Cobra, I would say I don't have any money, dude. Don't ask me what time it is. You're just trying to rope me into a fucking conversation to ask me for a dollar or like a couple of smokes. Like, and that's more than a dollar. You.
But I'm saying, like, hey, my man, what time is it? Quarter after. Huh? Like when? Well, what time is it? Is what I'm asking.
It's
I didn't ask for money, bro.
It's 33 1/3 after. What do you mean?
It's bullshit.
It's bullshit.
Yeah. Just tell me what fucking time it is. Don't bring money. There's no need for money to be involved.
Bro, who's asking you what time it is? Or who are you asking what time it is? You don't got a phone on you? Pull out your fucking phone, motherfucker.
Maybe it's not charged, and you're like, hey, what time is it? And they're like, quarter till.
I would just go, here's a dollar, dude. You figure out what time it is. Like, if there was a payphone around, you know, I'd give you, like, I don't know what a payphone costs nowadays, but back then it was like a quarter, sometimes 15 cents.
I don't even think there is payphones out there anymore.
There is. They have payphones on ship docks for... people getting off the ship and they can call taxis and shit.
Oh, I can see that. Yeah.
They're in random places, but they're still available. They're still out there. So hanging up the phone is still a thing. Hang up the phone.
You know what else is kind of bullshit? When you get up in the morning and take a shit, right? And you're like, it's good. It's like a, you feel like you fully evacuated.
It's clockwork. You know what time it is? It's shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Shitting time. Not quitting time, shitting time. So you hop in the shower after the shit. You get nice and clean. You put on your pants. You sit down and eat some breakfast or whatever. All of a sudden.
So you go to sleep dirty?
There's a knocking at the door, bro.
What?
You know what I'm saying?
A knock at the bathroom door or at the front door?
At the back door. And we all know a fart is just a turd honking for the right of way.
Oh, shit. Meep, meep.
And now you got to go back into that. You fully cleaned, cleansed. Now you got to go take a shit. And then it's one of them ones that you got to hella wipe. It's like, dude.
Skin abrasions, man. Got to get dude wipes. I use dude wipes for the last clean wipe. I get all the muckiness, you know, with like the toilet paper. And then I use a dude wipe to clean because I don't have one of those like bidet attachments, but I want one. And I also want a squatty potty so my poop comes out all at once.
Well, good for you, dude.
But I'm just saying, it's science.
That's the bullshit list. That's a shit list for this week.
All right, let's get into the action figure news.
Join the Hoodcast AF Patreon for bonus media and episodes. It's cheaper than the garbage you buy on a daily basis. Cheaper than $1 a week, you could have access to tons of bonus episodes and content. For only $3 a month, you will be indoctrinated into the Hoodcast cult collective. And now the action figure news.
Thank you, whatever your AI.
Random chick.
The random little girl name is. But yeah, you know, there's a lot of fucking news out there. So without further ado. In the news. First up, Marvel Legends. So. They showed off their Danny Ketch Ghost Rider, complete with motorcycle fire effects, a couple of hands, and new articulation, which is cool. And this time, it's more in scale with the bike. It looks pretty good. They use the old head, though, which is fine with me. The old head was good, but it's not really the Danny Ketch head, I guess. Have you seen
it? It has the metallic looking bike, right?
Yeah, it looks like kind of like a ninja, but bigger, longer. You know,
yeah,
with all the armor on it.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of Ghost Rider to begin with.
Me neither. Like, I think he's cool, but he seems like, you know, tattoo art to me. And with no fucking good story. I mean, I've seen the Nick Cage movies; they're not good. You know, they're fun to watch.
I mean, no, right? They're fun.
They're fun to laugh at them. Part two is the most boringest piece of shit ever. But I watch it because it's so bad.
It's fine. I mean, it's not bad. It sucks. I mean, I think it sucks because he's perfect for it, but just a little too old. They caught him at the wrong time.
Yeah, I believe so, too. He could have been, like, extreme Ghost Rider, like, what's going on? Oh, I'm burning up. But the AI, or the CGI was so bad. Ghost Rider barely moved. He walked hella slow, and like the CG was so fucking smooth, and you know all that goodness. And that's why it's a classic watch now, though.
The best Ghost Rider out there is that Cosmic Ghost Rider. I love that one.
I mean, it's different. And I think there's more to the story. The story is
fire.
So I don't know the story. I just know the figure looked dumb to me.
that is the Punisher.
I get it, but if the Punisher became Ghost Rider, dude, it'd be nowadays, not in space, and he'd be decked out with guns and fire.
He turned into the Ghost Rider through Mephisto gave him the Ghost Rider powers, right?
Why does he need a space helmet?
Because he ended up becoming the Herald of Galactus and becoming Ghost Rider Galactus-sized.
But he needs a space helmet? He's a fucking ghost skeleton thing. You don't need to breathe. And fire in space doesn't really work. I guess it's spectral.
It's fire, bro. The concept of the figure, bro.
Well, I know he's on fire, dude. I'm not sure what you're saying. Who's on first?
Hey, you ever heard of Micho?
Micho.
Micho Rizzo.
Yeah, I made some chorizo the other day. Yeah, it was fucking bomb. I like the cheap chorizo that comes in the tube. That shit is bomb shit. I've bought real good chorizo. Like they said, to me, it doesn't pack the flavor. Like, it needs to be spiced up for me, you know? And the cheap shit, whatever that shit is called, that, you know, at the store that comes in the tube.
Yeah, it's just all grease, yeah.
You gotta cook the grease out of it. That's the ticket. Mix it with some eggs. Some hash browns. Also with Marvel Legends, they showed off a Wolverine from Astonishing X-Men. So now you can kind of complete that with like the fucking whatever the Ghost Girl, whatever her name is, the White Witch. I don't know what their fucking name is.
Kitty Pryde?
Yeah, I don't know. Whatever. And and the Cyclops they released too, you know. So, yeah, it's the Wolverine with the solid stripes up the side, you know, whatever. It's another Wolverine that'll fucking sell out, you know. You might be able to find them. It's not everyone's bag of chips Wolverine, you know. It's not everyone's X-Men, but a lot of people love Astonishing X-Men. So they also showed off a Superior Spider-Man that's coming out with that Wolverine, which it looks cool. Like, I like the new, like, kind of black-bordered boxes that they have for the packaging. They also showed off Luke Cage and Iron Fist, which I think both these figures have been released before, except for the Luke Cage. He finally has, like, you know, the gold fucking Nux that says Luke Cage, whatever, you know, but it's comic versions, whatever. Also, Scar, Son of Hulk. So, yeah.
I mean...
I don't care about any of this shit.
Out of all of them, the Wolverine is okay. He looks a little, like...
tall?
I don't know. A little, no, like, too stocky almost.
But he looks tall, though. Like, that's... Wolverine's supposed to be little, you know? I wish they would make a beefy, short Wolverine, like hella strong, like fucking, you know, almost some of the cover
art. A mask or some shit, right?
Yeah, like the artist who did yeah, Max, what's his name, not Valentino, fucking I forget his name, man. I can't fucking remember shit. Everything from the 90s is just swooping by me. But they also, like, on the Marvel Legends preview fucking Doctrine thing with the Asian dude and everyone else showing off Marvel Legends, on the ground was a box with nothing in it, but it said Hulkbuster. So they're re-releasing the Hulkbuster. They purposely do that shit just to tease people, like, if you catch the clues. So Hulkbuster will be released, you know, not a Build-A-Figure. It'll be one solid release.
How much you think that's going to go for?
Probably... what are those?
100 easy.
No, it's not that big. Probably $39-40.
Well, you're not going to be able to put a fucking figure inside of it?
No, it's the Hulkbuster Build-A-Figure, dude. It ain't that big.
Oh.
Yeah, it's
they
just,
should do a HasLab for that, bro.
It should be huge, right? Like, and you could put a
yes.
But
hell yes.
They're not going to, because they just released this version. And also, like, the actual Hulkbuster that you can put a figure in would be dope. You'd have to fold out all the parts, you know, and it'd be like, they should make it metallic.
I mean, they drop a fucking Sentinel, they drop a fucking, you know, a Galactus. They got that stupid ass ant fuck. And why not go hard with the Buster, you feel me?
I think it's like too, like, you know, matter of fact, it's not like everyone's cup of tea, you know. I don't think the Hulkbuster is really that big. Yeah, it was in the movies, you know, but still, I don't think it's like people. They might get funded. It depends on the price of it, you know. I mean, Super 7 made one. And you have to, like, take apart your fucking dude to put him in there. He doesn't fully fit in there.
Right.
But at least it's metallic looking.
I don't know, cuz. You know what? It would be cool, but now that I think about it, they'd have to make it so big. Well, maybe it wouldn't really scale with the Hulk anymore. But
it would be bigger than the Hulk. That's the problem.
Yeah, but the Hulkbuster is a little bit bigger than the Hulk. It is bigger.
Right. The Hulk can grow.
Like, not huge compared to the Hulk.
Like, the matter Hulk gets, like, it's, certain Hulks can grow bigger, and Hulk can too. The matter he gets, the more strength he gets, and also sometimes the bigger he gets. It depends on who's writing it. You know?
He said grow bigger.
It was big, but now it's giant. Put it in her hands.
Yeah.
Speaking of McFarlane, there's no McFarlane news. Thanks, buddy. Awesome. Unless you want fucking statues. And we don't do statues here. Fuck statues. Next up, speaking of statues, Mondo. So Mondo is doing Daria figures, you know, from the famous Beavis and Butthead, but the Daria show. So it'll be Daria and Jane, 8-inch figures. Non-articulated, but they're kind of like those plug and play. They come with like a bunch of different arms and accessories bent in certain ways, and you just kind of plug in the arms and heads and shit like that. So no articulation. If they were articulated, I would have bought these. The Daria show was great. I love all... It's not really Mike Judge, but he did invent Daria. But the Daria show on MTV was cool. They still had the Six Sad World, the Trent guy who's like, "Hey, Daria, who are you doing?"
I never watched none of that bullshit.
No? Daria was good, man.
That was for kids who painted their nails black and wore black and put black lipstick on and have black eyeliner and like always look hella sad and shit. Yeah.
Cool. I'm there, man. Cobra's talking about recently, my daughter dressed up as gothic, you know, whatever, or she calls it something else. I forget the term that kids call it nowadays. Now it's back to gothic. People are into the gothic thing and it's called gothic again, which is cool. It's not the same, but, yeah, like I seen a picture of Amy when she was younger, and I didn't know her then, and she was all gothed out. I'm like, oh, okay, all right. And she looks just like her, you know, Livy, our daughter, who was gothed out too, that you couldn't tell them apart almost, like, or who was who. And then, like, they put all our pictures together. Like, I had my gothed out picture on the fridge because Amy found it. Fig wife found it, put it up there. So now all our pictures are there, and I'm sure, pretty sure Cobra saw all the pictures together that she posted, the one big gothic family who's going to all go see Beetlejuice 2.
Nah, but yeah, we used to be guys like you. No, you know, no big deal.
Oh, dude, no one beat me up.
I call cap on that, bro.
Look, I was the first motherfucker to wear paint or makeup at my school, like at the time frame. I'm sure people did in the 80s for all that fucking shit, the musicals type of stuff. But this is different. I was the first goth kid to put on makeup. Then this Mormon motherfucker comes in wearing a cape, trying to show me up. I'm like, dude, I ain't wearing a fucking cape. And I beat his ass.
He was committed, bro.
I beat his ass in D&D.
Well, you busting with the crits down?
Dude, crits all day, motherfucker. You know, for reals. I roll crits.
Bro, have you ever ordered from AliExpress?
Yeah. Yeah, it's good.
They got a fire-ass Wolverine.
Which one?
New Marvel Yamaguchi-style X-Men Hero Cross Wolverine.
The one that's like looks all armored, kind of, and dope. Don't order it. It sucks.
Nah, it's not all armored.
The Yamaguchi like stuff the, is knockoff.
It's got the comes with the cigar and like the big claws and four different head sculpts.
Yeah, I know that one. How much is it though?
$17.
So that's the knockoff version. The Yamaguchi knockoff versions, because I have the Magneto knockoff.
It's
not good, man. Like, I can pose it good, but the joints fall apart, and it'll look cool. But, yeah, it's not worth even buying.
Really?
It's not. Unless you want to...
Not just for the fuck of it?
If you want to reuse the head or certain parts of it on another figure, yes. But they're sloppily made. Like, they're knockoffs. You know, some knockoffs are good, but the Yamaguchi shit is not good knockoffs, dude.
Hmm.
look
like. Oh, look. Interesting piece, but not the one exactly in the image.
No, yeah. They don't show you the exact image of what it is. They show you the original Yamaguchi.
Right, okay. So, and that shit's like $200, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
You get the Wolverine with no claws and shit.
Come on, bub. Don't you want to play with me? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, who cares if it's a Yamaguchi? I like that Yamaguchi.
All I want to do is scare Jean Grey. I'll put my claws up to her and just put out the two.
Right.
Up to her
cunt. She thinks I'm going to stab her in the middle.
I can smell her from a mile away. Yeah.
Especially with that discharge.
That ain't Jean. Jean ain't pregnant. Not by me. Next up, NECA! So, Holothon is been going on for a couple weeks, and they showed off part of their Holothon is the Saw, the movie, Jigsaw Killer, complete with multiple different heads, the pig head with the hair, multiple Tobin Bell heads, and the cloth red robe, and also comes with the Billy puppet on the bike, which is very cool. So you can order that on Target online right now. Also with Holothon, they, you know, they have the releases of turtle releases, you know, whatever, Bebop and Rocksteady and some other fucking samurai turtles. I don't fucking know. But man, it seems like everything they do for the Holothon Target exclusives is all turtles. But the fact that they came out, NECA said, like, oh, the Tobin Bell is the Saw version is up there. You know, not part of Holothon, but it just randomly popped up, which is cool. I did not pre-order it. I'll buy it when I see it in stores because it's not going to be a huge seller. And horror figures are constantly being remade, and that's cool.
This fucking, Turtles of Grayskull Raphael is on another level, bro.
What are you talking about?
And the fucking Ram Man. The and the Beast Man. This next wave of Turtles of Grayskull is fucking immaculate.
The one with the Michelangelo with the hair. Okay, yeah. those are kind of cool. Some of them are. I don't like the Michelangelo with the fucking wig though. It's just stupid looking.
No, I don't. They haven't put out a Michelangelo yet.
Yeah, they did.
No, only Raphael and Donatello.
No, but we talked about them. They showed them off, you know?
Oh, okay. Well, they haven't put them out yet.
I'm not into mashups. They're just fucking terrible. I don't really care. Like, I get that collectors kind of want them, but what are you going to do with them, man? Put them with your Masters? Like, if you collect all Masters of the Universe and you collect all the different versions and even, like, the horror versions, which sucked, I get it. You know, that would be a cool display.
Yeah, I just wanted the Turtles out of this first wave because the He-Man sucks. He's all purple. Man-at-Arms just looks like Man-at-Arms. And the Raphael and the Donatello are fire. Then this next wave is just fucking wow. But, I mean, I'm not going to, like, say I need them all. I just think they're pretty cool, and I'll probably pick them up as if I come across them.
Yeah, I can see that doing, like, you know, a purchase just because, like, you're looking. You're like, ah, this appeals to me. I'm going to get it because I think of a picture idea or, you know, you want to put it with your He-Man castle. And, you know, I get that, dude. Yeah. I buy one-off figures all the time, you know, part of a wave because the rest suck or something. You know, it really depends. But I've been trying not to do that. I've been trying to stick to, like, my genres, you know, wrestling and fucking X-Men and certain Mezcos or whatever, you know. I really got to curtail, man. Everyone does.
I know, we always say that shit, and it's tough.
It is tough, dude, and especially, like, you know, we got a couple of toy shows coming up. Like, I don't want to buy shit to sell. You know, I'm going to sell my shit that I already have. Because otherwise, if I don't sell that shit, then I'm in the hole. You know, I'm not going to buy stuff thinking that it's going to sell. I'd rather make stuff, customize stuff, and see if that shit sells. Because that I can do.
Right.
And it don't cost me anything, really. It just costs my time.
Right.
And who's going to pay for that? I don't know. Some people do. They all, like, want to take pictures of my work and go, oh, it's fucking awesome. I'm like, cool, man. Thank you. Fucking buy it. You buy this shit, motherfucker. let's get to recent acquisitions.
Buy me a discount, girl, you gonna give it to me. Walmart employee, Target team member. Give me that shit, give me your phone number. Call me later when it's in stock, yo. We got that Casey Raff 2-pack. Gonna sell it to you out the motherfucking bag. Cause you hood cast for life. Gonna be there, gonna take it real time.
Recent acquisitions, what we picked up this week. Yo, see, that's some like R&B hip hop. What are you talking
yeah, okay,
about?
Okay, right, 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 right.
Of course, it's, right. You know, it's me singing it, but. What'd you pick up this week, dude?
Actually, today I went into Ross because, you know, everybody, they're all popping up those glow-in-the-dark
Ross sentinels. Con is still going on. Hell yeah.
Yeah, and I want one of those sentinels hella bad. Anyway, there wasn't one there, but I did see a group. What's that guy's name? The big buff guy. Drax. Like a Christmas style one, and that'll go with the because we have Christmas style pops, and we bring those out.
I do the same thing. Anyway. I bring out all the Christmas figures.
Yeah, so I picked that out, and then on the way to the aisle, there was a 2-pack Studio Series 86 Ironhide and Prowler, but like battle damage, like
okay
when like when you shit. Know. Right before Optimus kills them,
yeah,
they got like blast effects and shit.
That's kind of like that, yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't pass it up because I collect the 86. Now these don't actually scale up to those 86 figures, you know, because I have a.
Do they transform the Studio Series?
Yeah, yeah, so they transform.
Yeah, Studio Series transform. Yeah.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
This, and you know he's got the battle damage and shit.
That's cool. Yeah. I do.
Yeah. So. I picked it up $15. I couldn't help it, so I picked up this 2-pack of Transformers.
$15,
it, but...
little man. Put yeah. that shit in my hand.
In my hand.
Then you owe me. Oh,
my jungle.
Motherfucker.
Yeah, man. That's about it. But yeah, I really would love to be lucky enough to get there and get one of those glow in the dark Sentinels, man, for a couple bucks. That'd be fire.
I don't remember the glow-in-the-dark Sentinels.
Okay, so they're just the big size pops, you know what I mean?
Oh, it's a pop that's big.
It's a Sentinel, right?
Yeah.
And they come 6 in a case, and one is usually a chase, and it's the glow-in-the-dark.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Like, or is it? It's black light, not glow in the dark.
Black light, okay.
Yeah.
You see this shit under black light, man? Dude, people buy black light shit.
Yeah.
They do. Dude, I bought a black light just to, like, do that gimmick, you know, because we talk about it all the time, and I never took it out of the box or plugged it in. I got that Darth Vader still, a solid white one, and I'm going to put it in the black light and take some photography.
Take this out of me, the black light, bro.
Dude, it sells. It does work. We got to bring the black light to our toy shows, man, and put and every figure in there.
Yeah, and then they also see all the fucking jizz spots all over our blankets. Yeah. They're like, yeah, this is a cool... Darth Vader, but what's up with all those spots down there? Like, dude, don't worry about that.
That's Vader juice, man. They tried to make it authentic.
Yeah.
Dude, you don't think...
That's not jizz, that's blood.
You don't think when Vader's going... there's not no spit valve, dude?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a spit valve.
Like at least some fucking condensation building up.
Dude, like in chorus, like fucking, you know, like, what do you call them? With the musical instruments and shit. They got spit valves that they got to clean out and, you know, they get all the shit out of their fucking instrument. Vader got to do the same thing.
Like, what about like, what do you call them? Not wind chimes, but them joints, organs.
Organs, okay.
They got them pipe organs, they got to clean them out.
Yeah, dude, like birds die in those if they're giant, you know, they do. Oh yeah, you get like, and if it doesn't work right, there's probably a dead rat in there, man. You never know.
It was an old one, you know, maybe like some guns or something from the mafioso days, bruh.
No shit. Yeah, hiding some shit, drugs, whatever you want.
Just go drop it off the church. Tell Father Baloney Daniel sent you.
Is that Godfather?
No, I, that was...
you just made it up.
Yeah.
I thought it might have been Godfather 2 or 3. I seen part of 2 and part... I never watched 3. But I seen part 1, and it's not really that good. People love You're Godfather. I don't think it's that great.
It's amazing, bro.
It's not amazing. It's all right.
You're crazy.
Part 2 but is even worse. It is. It's fucking awful.
You know what's on my shit list? your taste in movies. You're out of fucking pocket, bro.
Godfather insists upon itself. That's, it's like
that's good. That's up there with like Rocky and the original Color Purple and like just classic great movies, bro. Like,
nah, it's not that good. It's boring.
What's so bad about it?
It's just boring. Nothing fucking happens, and even the stuff that does happens, it's tame. It's tame for today's standards.
And it has it's more of a story.
The story ain't good.
Honor,
I get
loyalty,
it.
And murder. And
crime.
Murder for that loyalty.
I want this guy and his loyalty dead. You come to me on this day of my podcast, and you ask me, how would I think of the Godfather movies? And no, I don't have a tomato garden to go and die in, but I will tell you this. I do make excellent pizza, and I always eat at the same restaurant.
Women and children can be careless, but not men. Only women and children. Yo, Chihuahuas.
Shut that thing up. I will have it dead.
Chihuahuas don't belong on a podcast. Can you please
squash that little thing? Just kill it now.
These Chihuahuas will be sleeping with their mother.
I picked up some since Toy Art Unlimited was doing the Street Fighter stuff. I needed more Street Fighter figures. I already have the Evil Ryu.
I was thinking about that too.
So I picked up Ken. Which is
nice.
Very cool. I love the packaging. It's Jada Toys is hitting out of the park. And at the same purchase, yeah. You know, on Amazon, I picked up their Mega Man. Because I'm a fan of the old game. I'm just like, just get Mega Man. He's cheap. And Mega Man's a dope figure, dude. He really is. Like, for a low-end figure, it seems high-end to me. You know, with the box and how it comes presented. Like, it's great. I also picked up... You know those shitty X-Men toys that are for kids?
Yeah.
Well, they made a Sentinel version, you know?
Right.
And so I bought two of those motherfuckers. Now,
nice.
Barely any articulation. Like, it has, like, ball joints for, like, the arms and ball joints for the legs, so you can move them anywhere. No knee joints or elbow joints. The head moves, you know? But it's cool, man. You can just buy a bunch of Sentinels for $20.
Yeah.
It's fucking awesome. And I got the HasLab. I got a couple other Sentinels, and I'm just going to like Sentinel it up with all the fucking different size shit. It's cool, man. I love it. I'm pretty sure those will go up in value because they're not going to make a Sentinel forever. They're not going to keep producing them, and they're good like background Sentinels, man.
Where'd you get it at, Target?
No, Amazon, $22 now.
Okay.
And eventually, dude, it's going to be like $45 on Amazon or more. And then eventually
once people catch on,
Yep. I also picked up, I went to Kohl's just to buy some clothing because when I was at work, you know, I was working and I split my fucking pants and I was like, I need some more clothes. I need some quality clothes. I can't be buying this cheap Amazon shit that just rips.
And so you go to Kohl's?
Yeah, I went to Kohl's thinking like, it's kind of like old school Mervyn's. Maybe they got quality shit. So I picked, like, you know, shit off the discount rack. But then I was like, you know, I'll go check out their toys. I heard they get wrestling displays and shit. So they didn't have no wrestling displays, but I did find some basics. But it was the championship edition. So they had, like, you know, Roman. They had Lesnar. And they all came with belts that were not shiny. They're like the unshiny belts. I don't know why they do that with basics. Except for The Rock. The Rock came with The Rock Championship that was super shiny. And so I picked up all of those.
How much were they?
$14. So normally,
balling at Kohl's.
Well, normally, like, they're $12 for a basic, and but Kohl's, it's an upcharge. So 14 is still not bad. Dude, they go for, like, $35-$40 just for the Rock. The Lesnar.
Is it a new one?
Yeah, they're new.
Oh.
But, like, they're basics. So, but the new basics, people are buying those now because they have new articulation. Like, they're not just straight-legged anymore.
That's what's up.
Yeah. So, and plus the belts, like, that's, so I picked up Lesnar too, just because, you know, I don't think they're making Lesnar anytime soon. And again,
that's probably like the last version of him and shit.
I mean, he'll come back, man. They're going to like forgive all that shit, you know, just because he called a woman a bitch and, you know, we don't know exactly what happened, but, you know.
He didn't shit on nobody?
No, he didn't shit on anybody that we know of yet. So, and like, I think they've already looked into this because they've kind of added him back to the roster on the WWE website. So they didn't erase him or nothing, you know?
Right.
Well, shit, let's get to the listener segment coming up with the gang.
We come nuts with the gang. We come nuts with the gang. We come nuts with the gang. We coming 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 nuts with the gang. Nuts with the gang. We coming nuts with the gang. We coming nuts with the gang. We coming nuts with the gang.
Is what they do worthwhile?
Fuck no.
Come on, man. 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 Come on.
We the biggest bullshitters on the action figure fucking news, podcast, whatever you want. Biggest ever of all fucking time. But if you want to come up the gang, it's easy to do. Use that hashtag HoodCastAF on your action figure photography or go to HoodCastAF.com. And on the right side of the screen, there is a voice message button. You can press that. You can leave a message, play a character, ask a question, whatever you want to do. But please do so. Man, it really fuels this segment. Otherwise, I don't know what we do. Oh, but we do have a couple of callers, so let's. The Monarch called in. Let's hear from the Monarch.
This is the Mighty Monarch, and you are listening to two geniuses in a community of imbeciles.
Mm-hmm. I agree. He continues.
Podcast 27. Order me a couple of lobsters while you're at it. Yes, three big plump. Hello. And greetings, members of the Hoodcast Nation! It is I, the Mighty Monarch! Or should I say, the filthy fucking rich money monarch? That's right, motherfuckers! I bet every fucking cent the monarch had on Cobra Dad for the win!
Okay,
and now, not only do I have Tony Stark money, but I have super billionaire trillionaire money! Me!
$1 million.
I make Tony Stark look like a hobo with the money that I have now. I have rebought the cocoon. I have put in a hot tub.
It's a great
and I'm even
movie.
Going to put in my own golden corral. What do you think of that, suckers? The monarch is loaded.
He's like Wilford Grimley.
All due to the money that I stole from the Hoodcast Patreon account.
You got $2.
I didn't need a diabolical scheme. I just needed to be a degenerate gambler. Fuck all of ya. Monarch out.
Well, the monarch, he's fought for years, and he finally did it. But I think his spending habits aren't that great. He'll be back. Begging for money from the listeners. Not that we do that, because you can donate on hoodcastapp.com. There's a PayPal button you can donate just for being a nice lad who collects action figures. Or you can even join the Patreon. For only $3, man, you get all the bonus shows, man, and there's so much good shit there. A lot of good drama, man. A lot of good figure talk. A lot of good everything talk. So get there. Join it.
Yes. Join it.
Thank you for adding, Cobra. That was genius what you just said. Dude, without you, I don't know what I would do.
Oh, man. This show would be fucked, dude.
I couldn't bounce anything off anyone. I'd be like, fucking bouncing it off the wall. I can hear my own echo. And I go, good job. And then off the wall goes, good job. Thanks, me, off the wall. Fucking God. Can I put glasses
on? I don't know where I come up with this shit, bro. I just... It just flows out of me.
It flows out of you like shitting time in the fucking morning.
All right. Well, see?
Yeah. It ain't nothing, but it's something. And that was this episode. It's 199. So episode 200 is going to be very special. And I'll tell you why on episode 200. Because I got big plans. Maybe.
Yeah.
It's going to be... Welcome to episode 200. What you got, Cobra? Great job. Yes, I'm Cobra. It is episode... I'm going to replace you with an AI bot. And I'm just going to type what you say. Yes, thank you. I am also enjoying episode 200. Yeah, episode 200 is coming off to a great hit. I love it. How about let's get to Cobra's shit list, AI version. Yes, I am very mad about something.
These are the things that I do not agree with.
You have made my chite list. No, chit list. Chite list, chiter list, chowder. Say chowder!
Yeah. You know what I'm saying, cuz? We don't fuck with no custers who don't bounce nothing off. Jonathan the ball in the whole damn show because you're getting high on that.
I want to shout out friends of the show. Of course, Toy Art Unlimited, who supplies us with endless calls and characters, which is great. Also, the Worthy Addiction Podcast on YouTube. Latin Legions also on YouTube. Highly Posable on YouTube. All these action figure shows on YouTube. And we broadcast live to anyone who's in their car and has a podcast account on anything. So we're a little different. They don't like us that much, I can tell. But I call them my friends.
by the listening numbers, we can tell.
I'll even shout out Fully Posable, the wrestling podcast, which we were supposed to be on each other's shows, but I think they hate me too.
That fell apart.
Yeah. I also want to shout out the Reluctant Adults. I've been communicating with them a little bit. They're very nerdy and squeaky voiced, but also informative. Very cool.
Well, you can always listen to me or see me every Wednesday. Weekly Habit. Know what it is, know what it means, know what it does. Instagram. Well, let's hit that follow button, people. Tell somebody about the show. I just passed fucking 800. I'd like to get to 9. That'd be amazing.
Yeah, I'm a solid 8. You know, I'd like to grow to 9, but I think that's just takes too much blood and work. Maybe pills will do it. I don't know.
Well, that's good for you, pal.
I'm not bragging.
Well, I'm not. I don't really care. That's your business.
It is my business. Why are you asking me? Don't act like you don't want to see it. I ain't a shower.
Oh, I'm a grower. Don't act like I don't want to. Like I don't want to see it.
Back.
So you think I want to see your dick?
Up. No shit. Shut up, dude. Like you phrased that all wrong, and now I'm all weirded out. So I
you said it.
No, I don't say goodbye, dude.
This ain't a gangsta party, bro.
We say
this is a Diddy party.
Whoa. Good journey, my friend. Really goodbye. Good journey.
Good journey.
Journey. There's an old attorney saying, live the journey, for every destiny is but a doorway to another. Good journey.
Good journey.